الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون نحن أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة ولكم فيها ما تشتهي أنفسكم ولكم فيها ما تدعون نزلا من غفور رحيم صدق الله العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ألا وإن الدنيا عرض حاضر يأكل منه البر والفاجر ألا وإن الآخرة أجل صادق يقضي فيها ملك عادل قادر يحق الحق ويبطل الباطل ألا وإن الخير كله بحذافيره في الجنة ألا وإن الشر كله بحذافيره في النار ألا فاعملوا وأنتم من الله على حذر واعلموا أنكم معروضون على أعمالكم فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يره ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يره أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم Respected ulama ikram, elders, beloved brothers in Islam. In this age of zulmat and darkness, in this age which is reminiscent, reminds one of the prophecy of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wherein he said, Badiru bil a'mal, he exhorted his ummah to exert themselves in a'mal. What is the underlying meaning behind this exhortation? Badiru bil amal, hasten towards amal. In other words, never ever become complacent. Never ever become satisfied with the level of your deen and iman. Why? Fitanan ka qita'in min al-layl al-muzlim. He said, fitnas are coming. Tests, trials, tribulations. An analogy and example is given. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, describe these fitnas or the onset of these fitnas with sections or portions of a dark night. Ulama explain this, they say the transition which occurs daily from light to darkness, this is something that occurs gradually. There is no fixed point where you can say that now light has become darkness, but stealthily, secretly, darkness encroaches upon one. Until all of a sudden, you realize it is completely dark. So Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, fitnas are coming like that. Stick secretly, stealthily from different directions. And what will be the effect of these fitnas? Yusbih al-rajul mu'minan wa yumsi kafira. He said, a person will have iman in the morning, by the evening he will have become a kafir. Yumsi mu'minan wa yusbih kafira. A person will have iman in the evening, by the next morning he will have become a kafir. And what will be the underlying cause? What will bring about this level of irtidad? يَبِيعُ دِينَهُ بِأَرَضٍ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. He said, my ummah will sell their deen. For the paltry returns of this world, Iman will become a commodity that is sold in the marketplace. And we see this throughout the world. Sometimes, for a hamper of food, sometimes for some worldly education, sometimes for some medical assistance, almost on a daily basis, Iman is being traded in the marketplace. Very often I give this example. 2-3 years ago in South Africa, there was a Jamaat from Indonesia. 9 brothers in the Jamaat, they were out for 4 months in the path of Allah. 8 of them couldn't even speak English. 1 knew a little bit of English. And of these Jamaat, 4 months out in the path of Allah, 8 of them were over 60 years of age. Only one was a little bit younger. So they were giving Karguzari. Indonesia, they said, is the most populous country in the world, Muslim country. 280 million people. This brother that could speak English, he was saying 13,000 islands, 280 million people. He said 20, 30 years ago, Muslim population was 90%, it is now 80%. So if you quantify that, 30 million Muslims have become murtad in the last 20, 30 years in just one country. People born with Miftahul Jannah, people born with the key to Jannat, people born with the key to eternal success, on a daily basis almost, are giving up the Iman, trading the Iman. Our Jamaat was in Nigeria a few years ago, the month of Ramadan. We went to one area, we met the Sheikh, the Alim who was making khidmat in that area for the last 15 years. He gave Karguzari to our Jamaat. He says, 15 years ago when I moved into this area, there was 100% Muslim. He says, at that time, the Christian delegation came. I met the head padri or priest. He said, we will make such an effort in this area that every 4 homes you will find one cross. He said, Mullah Sahib, walk the streets, you will see already every 8 homes there is one cross. Our Jamaat 2 years ago was in one town in South Africa where there is a Darul Uloom, where every day the knowledge of Deen, Qala Allah, Qala Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, is being disseminated. We met one of the ulama in the Darul Uloom. He says, Mali Sahib, in the street where the Darul Uloom is, in the last month, two entire families have become murtad. There is such a tide of zulmat and darkness that is encroaching upon the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam from every direction, that this zamana or period has become reminiscent of that expression of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, wherein he said, to practice upon deen kal qabid al jamr will be like trying to hold a burning coal, a flame in your hand. For these type of gatherings, in this age of zulmat and darkness, to occur or to take place, it's a Saturday night, we know what the invitations are. The other activities that are enticing, especially our youth at this time, that are out there, we are familiar with that. But at such a time or such a period, for this type of gathering to take place on the nisbat of the love of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this is no ordinary thing. ذَلِكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ يُؤْتِيهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. This is Allah's fazl, Allah's grace, Allah's mercy. إِنَّ قُلُوبَ بَنِي آدَمَ بَيْنَ أُسْبُعَيْنِ مِنْ أَصَابِ الرَّحْمَانِ يُقَلِّبُهُمَا كَيْفَ يَشَاءُ. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the hearts of Ibn Adam, the hearts of insan, of this human being, are between two fingers of the fingers of Rahman. Allah can turn those hearts in whatever direction he wants. And no one can question Allah. You find the rulers or politicians of this world, they claim to be powerful or mighty, but their every action is dictated by what? by what is going to be the reaction of the voting populace. And whichever way the wind is blowing, that's the direction they're going. Allah is that Malik, is that King, is that owner. لا يسأل عما يفعل وهم يسألون. No one questions Allah. No one challenges the authority of Allah. Allah does as He wants to do. يفعل الله ما يشاء. يفعل الله ما يشاء. Allah does as He wants to do. Insan will be questioned. No one can question Allah. Every day in the غالباً, this part of the dua ma'athura, the duas that are narrated, that Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would recite at the time of tahajjud salah, we find this expression, ma sha Allahu kan wa ma lam yasha lam yakun. A'lamu anna Allah ala kulli shay'in qadir wa anna Allah qad ahata bi kulli shay'in ilma. The sabak of iman, the sabak of yaqeen, the sabak of conviction, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would teach his ummah by way of dua and supplication every day. That happens which Allah wants. That happens which Allah wants. Yahdi may yasha. Allah guides whomsoever He wants. Hearts are in Allah's control. يُذِلُّ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Allah deviates or deprives of guidance whomsoever He wants. No one can question Allah. يَبْسُطُ الرِّزْقَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. Wealth, affluence. This is not some biological accident. This is not disproportionate accidental distribution. This does not matter which family you were born or which era or period you were born. يَبْسُطُ الرِّزْقَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. Allah gives wealth to whom He wants. وَيَقْدِرْ. Allah makes poor, Allah deprives whomsoever He wants. تَعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. Respect, dignity, honor, status, nobility, recognition in the hands of Allah. تَذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. Disgrace, downtroddenness, humiliation, ignominy, falling from grace in the hands of Allah. أَضْحَكَ. Happiness in the hands of Allah. أَبْكَ. Sadness in the hands of Allah. Amata. Death in the hands of Allah. Ahya. Life in the hands of Allah. Ma sha'a Allahu kan kama sha'a kan fil waqt alladhi sha'a ala alwajh alladhi sha'a min ghayri ziyada wala nuqsan wala taqaddum wala ta'akhkhur. That happens which Allah wants, in the time Allah wants, in the manner Allah wants, not before Allah wants, not after Allah wants, not more than that which Allah wants, not less than that which Allah wants. وَمَا لَمْ يَشَاء. And that which Allah doesn't want, all the forces, all the armies, all the technologies of this world can get together. لَمْ يَكُنْ. It will never ever happen. Every day Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would teach the sabak of iman. مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ كَانْ وَمَا لَمْ يَشَاء لَمْ يَكُنْ. That happens which Allah wants, and that which Allah doesn't want can never ever happen. أَعْلَمُ أَنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. He says, I know, I have absolute conviction that Allah has qudrat and power over everything. وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ قَدْ أَحَاطَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عِلْمًا. And the knowledge of my Allah encompasses every facet of His existence. The knowledge of Allah encompasses every facet of His creation. لَا يَعْزُبُ عَنْ رَبِّكَ مِمْ مِثْقَالِ ذَرَّةٍ. Look at this expression of Quran. وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ قِيلًا وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ حَدِيثًا. There is no one more truthful than Allah. What is Quran saying? لَا يَعْزُبُ عَنْ رَبِّكَ مِمْ مِثْقَالِ ذَرَّةٍ. What is ذَرَّة? This Arabic word ذَرَّة, ulama explained, they say is جُزْ لَا يَتَجَزَّى. What does جُزْ لَا يَتَجَزَّى mean? That tiny particle which cannot be divided any further. The smallest possible particle or entity. Previously, it was believed that the smallest entity is an atom. What is the size of an atom? To give us an idea, they say if you take a millimeter and divide it into 100 million parts, that will give you this idea of the size of an atom. Previously, it was believed that the smallest particle is an atom. Now they find that inside the atom, 1 million the size of the atom, is the proton and the nucleon. La yazubu an rabbika min mithqali dharra. What is Quran telling us of the ilm and the knowledge of Allah? That in the heavens, in the earth, there isn't a grain, there isn't an atom, there isn't a particle smaller than an atom that is concealed from Allah even for 1 second. يَعْلَمُ مَا بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمَا خَلْفَهُمْ أَلَا يَعْلَمُ مَنْ خَلَقْ وَهُوَ اللَّطِيفُ الْخَبِيرُ. Whatever is past, whatever is future. أَلَا يَعْلَمُ مَنْ خَلَقْ. Look at the way Quran expresses. Allah, listen, يَعْلَمُ مَنْ خَلَقْ. Allah has complete knowledge of everything that He has created. Nothing is concealed from Allah. There is one verse of the Quran. It is said 40,000 malaika accompanied the revelation of this verse. وَإِنَّهُ مَفَاتِحُ الْغَيْبِ لَا يَعْلَمُهَا إِلَّا هُوَ وَيَعْلَمُ مَا فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحَرِ وَمَا تَسْقُطُ مِنْ وَرَقَةٍ إِلَّا يَعْلَمُهَا وَلَا حَبَّةٍ فِي ظُلُمَاتِ الْأَرْضِ وَلَا رَطْبٍ وَلَا يَابِسٍ إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ مُبِينٍ. May Allah the keys to the unseen. No one knows these things besides Allah. يَعْلَمُ مَا فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحَرِ. Everything on the land, everything in the oceans is in the knowledge of Allah. 72% of the earth is water. More than the land is the oceans. It is said 1 cubic centimeter of water of the oceans contains more living organisms than the number of insan on the surface of the earth. 6 billion makhluk Allah has kept in 1 cubic centimeter of water of the oceans. What does Quran say? يَعْلَمُ مَا فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحَرِ. Everything on the land, everything on the ocean is in the knowledge of Allah. The submarine, they say sunlight penetrates 400 meters into the water. Maximum a submarine can go is 500 or 600 meters. Tons and tons and tons of steel. Yet if it submerges below 600 meters of the water of the ocean, such is the pressure, like an egg it will be crushed and cracked. Cannot go further. In Bermuda, Philippines, the ocean goes 11 kilometers deep. Submarine can only go 500 or 600 meters. 11 kilometers deep in the depth of the ocean. 11 kilometers deep. They are tiny, tiny fish. Who is sustaining them? The submarine cannot bear the pressure more than 500 or 600 meters. What is that system that Allah has put into place in the bodies of these fish to withstand the pressure of the oceans? And they say every 50 meters, the texture of the water changes. Almost an invisible curtain exists, an invisible barrier. In each 50 meters, a different type of fish lives. This fish does not go higher than 50 meters. The cutoff point does not go below that. Allah has made its body such that it can only live in that particular circumstance. Such a system Allah has put into place, the mind cannot possibly envisage or even contemplate or realize the vastness of the qudrat and the power and the majesty and the greatness of Allah. There is one fish, not my intention to go into a biology lesson, but this is, we heard in the Maghrib Salah, the verse of the Quran, where Allah invites us, Allah calls out to us, إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ لَآيَاتٍ لِّأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. Verily in the creation of the heavens and the earth, and in the variation of night and day, لَآيَاتْ are signs for whom? لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ, for the people of intelligence. And who are they? الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَىٰ جُنُوبِهِمْ. They are those who remember Allah standing, sitting and lying down. They are those who are constantly reminded about Allah. In fact, the mufhum of the riwayat, who are the true friends of Allah? Who are the true close ones to Allah? That whenever you come into their company, being in their company reminds you of Allah. وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. What does Allah say? Who are the people of intelligence? Who are the zakireen? Who are those who remember Allah? They are those who contemplate on the creation of the heavens and the earth. How many places in the Quran Allah invites us, look, ponder, reflect. Farja al-basar, hal tara min futur, thumma arja al-basar, karratayn yanqalib ilayka al-basar khasiyan wa hasiyan. Allah says, look at my creation, look around you. Hal tara min futur, can you find any defect in the creation of Allah? Farja al-basar, look again, and then again, and then again. يَنْقَلِبْ إِلَيْكَ الْبَصَرُ خَاسِيًا وَحَسِيرٌ. Your eyesight will return having failed. Your puny intellect will return having failed. You will never be able to find a defect in the creation of my Allah. مَالِكُ الْمُلُوكُ, the true king, the true owner. There is no government, there is no system of this world, wallah, that is controlling anything. This is a play of life, this is an imagery, this is a trick that we think governments are doing, human beings are doing, systems of this world are doing, economies are doing. Every Nabi of Allah, from Adam alayhi salam to Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the first fundamental lesson that every Nabi of Allah came with, the first da'wah, the first invitation, that which Quran sounds out again and again, فَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ رب المشرق والمغرب لا إله إلا هو هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو وإلهكم إله واحد لا إله إلا هو الرحمن الرحيم شهد الله أنه لا إله إلا هو فإن تولوا فقل حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو. That which Quran again and again is calling out, know and understand it is only one Allah, it is only one Allah, it is only one Allah. The doer is Allah, the giver is Allah, the maker is Allah, the breaker is Allah, the one who raises up is Allah, the one who brings down is Allah, who Al-Awwal is Allah, Akhir is Allah, Rahir is Allah, Batin is Allah, Muhaymin is Allah, Aziz is Allah, Jabbar is Allah, Mutakabbir is Allah, Khaliq is Allah, Bari is Allah, Musawwir is Allah, Waffar is Allah, Wahhab is Allah, Qahhar is Allah, Razzaq is Allah, Fattah is Allah, Aleem is Allah, Khafid is Allah, Rafa is Allah, Mu'izz is Allah, Mudhill is Allah, Sami is Allah, Basir is Allah, Hakam is Allah, Adil is Allah, Latif is Allah, Khabir is Allah, Walillahi al-Asma'ul Husna, Fad'uhu biha. Each of these names of Allah are sifat and attributes by which Allah is controlling everything in existence. Allah says, turn to Allah, call out to Allah, فَلَا تَدْعُوا مَعَ اللَّهِ أَحَدًا, فَلَا تَدْعُوا مَعَ اللَّهِ أَحَدًا. Break down the idols, break down the reliance, break down the trust, break down the allegiance of every khair of Allah, whether it is industry, whether it is dollars, whether it is pounds, whether it is gold, whether it is the minerals of this world, whether it is the systems of this world. This sword of Allah from above the arsh of Allah has to strike at everything in existence. The mountain La is not the mountain. The river La is not the river. The sea La is not the sea. Armies La, not armies. Intelligence of insan La. Human systems La. Technology industry La. Move upwards, the sun La, the moon La, the stars La, comets La, meteors La, asteroids La. Move upwards, malaika La, the heavens are La, first heaven La, second heaven, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh. Above that, hamilin arsh, La, 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 from wherever, however, in whatever shape, whatever form, it appears as if it is happening. Where does iman start? What is the first sabak of iman? Where does the ta'leem of anbiya start? Where does Quran start? Alif Lam Mim, ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه. This is the book, there is no doubt in it. هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ, it is hidayat, it is guidance, it is nur of the heart for the people of taqwa. Where does hidayat start? Where does taqwa start? Where does iman start? الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ, those who will believe in the unseen. فَرْسَلُكَ أَرْشْتَ, from the earth to the arsh of Allah, وَاللَّهُ بِالْقَسَمُ مِنْ اللَّهِ, everything is dead. Everything is dead. Nothing lives, nothing dies. Nothing advances, nothing declines. Nothing rises up, nothing goes down. Illallah, illallah, illallah. Except for the permission, qudrat, will and irada of one Allah.
جو لا کہا وہ لا ہوا, وہ لا بھی اس میں لا ہوا, جز لا ہوا, کل لا ہوا, پھر کیا ہوا؟ اللہ ہوا, اللہ ہوا, اللہ ہوا. علماء سے حرام علی قلب ان یدخلہ النور وفیہ شیء مما یکرہہ اللہ. اٹ از حرام, اٹ از امپاسبل, اٹ از انکنسیویبل, اٹ از اناتما دا نور آف اللہ از معرفت, دا نور آف اللہ از لو, دا نور آف ایمان ول ایور انٹر ہارٹ ان وچ دیر از غیر اللہ. Allah's ghair has to be taken out. As Imam Isa Sahib Rahmatullah used to say, correct, correct, kar, scratch it out, remove Allah's ghair from this heart. No system, no army, no technology of this world is doing. La ilaha illallah, one Allah alone is doing. Every Nabi of Allah, from Adam alayhi salam, Nuh alayhi salam, what does Quran tell us? قَالَ رَبِّ إِنِّي دَعَوْتُ قَوْمِي لَيْلًا وَنَهَارًا فَلَمْ يَزِدْهُمْ دُعَائِي إِلَّا فِرَارًا وَإِنِّي كُلَّمَا دَعَوْتُهُمْ لِتَغْفِرَ لَهُمْ جَعَلُوا أَصَابِعَهُمْ فِي آذَانِهِمْ وَاسْتَغْشَوْا ثِيَابَهُمْ وَأَصَرُّوا وَاسْتَكْبَرُوا اسْتِكْبَارًا ثُمَّ إِنِّي دَعَوْتُهُمْ جِهَارًا ثُمَّ إِنِّي أَعْلَنْتُ لَهُمْ وَأَسْرَرْتُ لَهُمْ إِسْرَارًا فَقُلْتُ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ إنه كان غفارا يرسل السماء عليكم مدرارا ويمددكم بأموال وبنين ويجعل لكم جنات ويجعل لكم أنهارا ما لكم ما لكم لا ترجون لله وقارا وقد خلقكم أطوارا ألم تروا.
Time is limited, we can't even go into the details. Look at the manner in which Quran is calling out. Look at the pukar of Quran. Look at the authority of Quran. Look at the melodious manner in which Quran is calling out to wake up the chords of this heart that has died. That heart which is not beating with the love of Allah. That heart, the chords of which, the vessels of which do not reverberate. Who are the people of Iman? إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. What does Quran tell us? Who are the people of Iman? When Allah's name is taken, their heart trembles. That Allah's name causes this heart to shake, to reverberate. There is nothing, there is nothing, there is nothing, no sound, no call, no pukar that can cause the vestiges of the heart of this human being to shake besides the name of Allah. Nuh alayhi salam, oh my Rabb, I called my people, I gave them da'wat, I invited them towards your greatness. How long? A lot of times we have this objection. The other day to someone said, why, where is this 3 days and 40 days? Where did I come out with this 4 months? Where in the Quran is it? Asal baat hai ki nafs nahi maan rahi. When the nafs doesn't accept something, then we find all sorts of excuses. Hazrat Muhammad Ubaidullah Sahib Rahmatullah used to say, bhai, in the Quran you will not find 3 days, you will not find 40 days, you will not find 4 months. Agar Quran ke upar amal karna hai, if you want to practice in the Quran, وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا نُوحًا إِلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ فَلَبِثَ فِيهِمْ أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ إِلَّا خَمْسِينَ عَامًا. What does Quran tell us? Nuh alayhi salam gave da'wah to his people 950 years. Quran does not speak of 40 days and 4 months. When does Quran speak of 950 years? And how? How? 8 hours a day? No. Da'utu qawmi laylo wa nahara. Laylo wa nahara. What is this expression, laylo wa nahara? What does it mean? Literally, we translate day and night. What does it actually mean? Mera ol koi mashgala hi nahi tha. Nothing else. Nothing else. No other task, no other mission. Day and night. Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what does Allah say? Inna laka fil nahari sabhan tawila. For you, my beloved, in the day is a swarm in the sea of humanity. Ulama say, why does Allah use this analogy, sabhan tawila? Why is the effort of da'wah of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam equated with swimming? That was a desert, there is no water and ocean there. Why sabhan tawila? Because there is a peculiarity in the movement of a fish. If a fish stops moving, it will sink. If a fish stops moving, it will die. Sabhan tawila, tireless effort. Tireless effort, non-stop, day and night. Allah uses the analogy of a fish to give us an example, to make us understand the tireless movement of Janab Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the demand and the dictate of this da'wah towards Allah's greatness. وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Quran is telling us, ponder, reflect, look around you, look at the creation of the heavens and the earth, everything around us is inviting us, reminding us of the greatness of Allah, of the Qudrat of Allah, of the Kibriyai of Allah, of the Jalal of Allah, of the Azmat of Allah. Mudabbir, the arranger, decreer, fashioner, coordinator, originator of every situation, condition and circumstance in the heavens and the earth is one Allah alone. Coming back to what we were mentioning earlier, my respected brothers, this gathering is not an ordinary gathering. We haven't come, like the poet puts it beautifully, meri talab bhi kisi ke karam ka sadqa hai, ye kadam utha nahi uthaya jata hai. This desire that has entered my heart to come closer to the majlis of deen, to come closer to the nisbat of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's love, to come closer to the wali of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this talab and this desire is no personal achievement of mine. Ye kadam utha nahi uthaya jata hai. One cannot take the step of one's own accord, the step is taken for one. Allah's qasam, we have not come, Allah has brought us. Allah has brought us in this environment. And the shukr of this is wajib. One person, when he was in the marketplace, he bought some fish. He looked around to find someone to carry it home for him. Found the person, and the person agreed, I'll carry it for you. They agreed on the stipend, I'll pay you so much for it. On the way, azan was called out. This person, the laborer, said to the one who employed him, give me permission to make my salah. So he leaves the fish with the owner, goes in the masjid, makes his salah. The other musallis come out, he's still in the masjid. This person gets upset, he shouts outside the masjid, what is keeping you so long in the masjid? From inside, this person responds and says, the one who is keeping you out of the masjid is the one who is keeping me in the masjid. Tawfiq is from Allah, guidance is from Allah, acceptance is from Allah, this heart belongs to Allah. Dawud alayhi salam, on one occasion he addressed Allah ta'ala. He said, كَيْفَ أَشْكُرُكَ وَشُكْرِي لَكَ نِعْمًا. He said, oh my Allah, how can I make your shukr? How can I express my gratitude to you? When even this much that the desire has entered my heart to make your shukr, that is also your ni'mat. You have put the desire. Great Nabi of Allah, Shoaib alayhi salam, وَمَا تَوْفِيقِي إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْتُ وَإِلَيْهِ أُنِيبُ. He says, Ya Allah, whatever I have... And Nabi is saying this. Ya Allah, whatever I have done, it is tawfiq from you. عَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْتُ وَإِلَيْهِ أُنِيبُ. My trust is upon Allah. I turn towards Allah. So Dawud alayhi salam says, Ya Allah, how can I make your shukr when even this much that the desire has entered my heart to make your shukr, that is also your ni'mat. What does Allah Ta'ala say to him? Al-an shakartani. Al-an shakartani. Oh Dawud, now that you have realized this, realized what? Realized what? Ya ayyuha an-nas, antumul fuqara'u ila Allah. Ya ayyuha an-nas, antumul fuqara'u ila Allah, wallahu huwal ghaniyyul hamid. That, O people, O humanity, every one of you is faqir. Every one of you is a beggar. Every one of you is totally, completely dependent on Allah. Wallahu huwal ghaniyyul hamid. Allah is the only one who is ghani. Allah is the only one who is independent. Allah is the only one worthy of praise, the source of all praise. Alhamdulillah. This alif lam istighraqi, asked the ulama. Praise in any form belongs only to Allah. Insan is faqir. Insan is a beggar. Nothing belongs to us. For every aspect of our existence, we are totally, completely dependent on Allah. Hal ata ala al insan حِينٌ مِّنَ الدَّهَرِ لَمْ يَكُنْ شَيْئًا مَذْكُورًا. Look at this expression of Quran. This insan today he has pride, today he has arrogance. Today he feels he owns things. One of the greatest, ulama say, one of the greatest fallacies or lies or deceptions in which this human being exists in this world is this concept or idea that I own something. La malika illallah. La malika illallah. The only owner is Allah. La hafiza illallah. The only protector is Allah. La nasira illallah. The only helper is Allah. It is only Allah. It is only Allah. This idea that I own anything is a lie. It is Allah's distribution. If the world belonged to you, if the property belonged to you, if the house belonged to you, if the bank balance was yours, then why do you fear its loss? Why do you have to leave it behind? It's mentioned about Ibrahim bin Adham. He was a king. One night he hears a knock on the door of his palace, opens the door. There's a wayfarer. He asks the king that, is this a travel hostel? Is this a hotel? Is this a travel lodge? So Ibrahim bin Adham gets upset with this man. He says, how are you calling my palace a travel lodge? This is my palace. What do you mean? He says, who was here before you? He says, my father. Who was here before him? His father. Where are they now? They're no more here. Tomorrow who will be here? He says, I don't know. He says, it's a travel lodge. No one is staying here permanently. The same Ibrahim bin Adham, when Allah wants to guide someone, Allah puts systems in place. Once he goes out hunting, the maid girl, the maid servant, comes to clean the palatial chambers, the bedroom. While she's cleaning, she sees the soft plush bed. Not to say down feathers or goose feathers or whatever it is. Masturat will know more about these things. Nevertheless, very enticing, very attractive. So what she does, she says, if I lie down a little while, no one will know. Dunya is like that. Allah says, وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. As the wealth increases, what happens? The person becomes more fikrman, more worried. I need to live longer in dunya. So what happens? He starts spending more and more time in the gym. More and more time becomes conscious about exercising. Obviously, when you need to exercise, when you need to develop physically, what happens? Then you begin depriving yourself of the ease and luxuries of this world. One hand, the world is increasing. And the other hand, your utilization of it is decreasing. That is why you'll find the industrialist, for his breakfast is eating rye bread. And his driver, what is he having? Sausages and polonies and eggs. Why, he's worried about his health. And then the limousine that he buys, he's sitting in the back. Who's driving it? وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. And as the wealth increases, what happens? They say, what is the explanation or the analogy of what is a millionaire? One person puts it nicely, he says, who is a millionaire? A millionaire is a person with a million problems. And who is a billionaire? With a billion problems. As the wealth increases, what happens with it? What is the system of this dunya? The parashani increases. The concern to look after it increases. Illa mashallah. The worry of the loss of that. A few years ago, Jamaat was in Malawi, met one person, far away from Deen he was. What a beautiful thing he said. He says, Melissa, whenever you meet an elderly father who is running behind this dunya, why are you finishing yourself like this? Take out time, go in tabligh, spend some time in the masjid. Why are you finishing yourself like this? What he responds, he says, I'm doing it for my sons. I'm doing it for my children. Most instances he'll say, I'm doing it for my sons. And any youngster you meet in business, he'll say, I made it myself. You'll never find a single youngster who said, my father gave it to me. One of our elders says, Adari, I was in the Qabristan. After the janaza salah, one youngster who I knew was there, I said to him, take me to the qabr of your father. So he pointed out one qabr. He says, before I could start making fatiha at that qabr, his uncle called from behind, hey, bhai, this is not your father's qabr, your father's qabr is that side. How many commands of Allah that father probably broke for the same son? Yet barely his body is in the ground, the son doesn't even know where the father's qabr is. That form of Abdullah bin Qurz radiallahu anhu, كَلَّمْ تَكُنْ بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَكَ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَكَ خُلَّةٌ وَلَا حُسْنُ عُدِّمْ مَرَّةً فِي التَّبَادُلِ. How quickly the time passes, as if once the father is gone, the mother is gone, once the relative is gone, it's as if the relationship never existed also. As the wealth increases, the parashani increases, the worry increases, the concern to mukafid increases. This is Allah's system. Whatever you make effort upon, whatever you make effort upon, the love of it enters the heart. And once the love of something enters the heart, you want to protect it. You don't want it to be squandered. You are becoming old, the next generation comes into the business, what they want to do? They want to spend. They can see the wealth. See if the zeros in the bank balance. They want to spend, they want to squander it. They don't know the value. Your pasina, your sweat, your blood went into it. They got it on a plate. So they want to spend it. You are the obstacle. Because you don't want to see squandered what you built. So you cling on to it. Their hatred for you increases. Their opposition to you increases. They will try everything they can to get you to release the purse strings. You are getting older. Your tension is going up. Your blood pressure is going up. Your health is deteriorating. You cannot hold on forever. Eventually you have to release the purse strings. And what happens? That same dunya which you spend years and blood and sweat and toil building up, in front of your eyes you see it squandered by the next generation. With that hasrat, with that regret, you leave this dunya. The acquisition of that dunya destroyed your akhirat. You see the same dunya destroyed in front of your eyes by the same offspring for whom you did it. Khasirat dunya wal akhirah. Your dunya is gone, your akhirat is gone. This is what Quran is telling us. This is the reality. وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. Allah says this is nothing but deception. A passing phase. One of our elders says, recently I was in Makkah Mukarramah. There was an elderly person, a Burmese businessman. His whole life, when he migrated originally to Makkah, he used to sell imitation watches on the streets of Makkah. His dunya nasib turned, he became an industrialist. Huge property, we know the value of property on the outskirts of Makkah. Probably the most prime residential, the most prime, valuable land in the world. He was owning tracts of land. He says, I went to visit this person, he was on his deathbed. Hasrat bari nigah se meri taraf dekha. He looked at me with deep regret. And what did he say? He said, Mauli sahab, jahan mujhe lagana chahiye tha, maine nahi laga diya. Aur jahan mujhe nahi lagana chahiye tha, wahan maine laga diya. Ab maut mere samne hai, mujhe koi hal bata de. Where I was supposed to use it, I didn't use it. And where I wasn't supposed to use it, I used it. Now death is staring me in the face. Show me a solution. This was not an unsuccessful business. In worldly terms, it was a successful businessman. But the time is coming. Ali radiallahu ta'ala should say, Annasu niyam. Annasu niyam. Iza matu intabahu. He should say, people are sleeping. People are sleeping. When you die, then you will wake up. That which Quran says, فَكَشَفْنَا عَنْكَ غِطَاكَ فَكَشَفْنَا عَنْكَ غِطَاكَ فَبَصَرُكَ الْيَوْمَ حَدِيدٌ. Allah says, we will remove the veil at that time. And then you will see clearly. Then you will see clearly. Now you are not seeing clearly. Now the dun and the attraction and the glitter and glamour of this dunya has blinded us to its reality. What is the reality? What is the reality? What is the reality, my respected brothers? Kullu man alayha faan. Kullu man alayha faan. Kullu man alayha faan. Everything in this world is temporary. It is a passing phase. Allah has not... Wallah, my respected brothers, there is nothing. There is no entity between the heavens and the earth that any human being can acquire it and on the basis of that say that now I am successful. Allah has not attached the success of any human being with any of the entities of this dunya. Success is not linked to this. Whether it's the school, whether it's the universities, whether it's the media, whether it's the batil machinery, propaganda of propaganda that is espousing his message from every direction, is instilling this incorrect conviction in the heart. What? Acquire this dunya and you'll be successful. There is only one correct explanation of what is success. There is only one correct bunyad and foundation of success. Not the material things of this world. Coming back to that example I was mentioning earlier. This fallacy of this idea that we are owning something in this world. Wallah, we own nothing. This is Allah's distribution for a short while. Someone is given wealth. Allah is testing his honesty, testing his integrity, testing whether he will keep Allah in front of him, testing his pride, testing his humility. Allah has made someone poor. Allah is testing his reliance on Allah. Allah is testing his sabr. Allah is testing his tolerance. Allah has given someone health. Allah has given someone youth. Allah is testing his chastity. Allah has made someone weak. Allah is testing whether he will turn towards Allah or turn some other direction. This is not accidental distribution. Whatever situation, condition or circumstance any human being is in, it is the mashiyat of Allah, the will of Allah. Allah has put that person in that condition. And primarily what is behind it? Inna ja'alna ma'ala al-ardi zinatan laha linabluwahum ayyuhum ahsanu amala wa nabluukum bisharri wal khayri fitna wa ilayna turja'un. لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيَّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. That which Quran again and again sounds out. You are being tested, tested, tested. This is not the goal. One person we met, one Malik Sahab, he says, you know what, I've got this property and I've got that property and this investment portfolio and I'm involved in this venture and that venture. So the Malik Sahab told him, never mind, bhai, when you come to my town, come visit my place also. So he said, how will I find your place? He said, ask the people where's Juto Ki Ghar. Few months later, he went to that town, asking everybody, "Bhai, where's Juto Ki Ghar?" He said, "Never heard of this place. What are you talking about?" Looking around, eventually meets the Mali Sahab. "No one seems to know about your place." He says, "Go to the end of the street, turn left, you'll find my place." Nevertheless, he goes to the end of the street, turns left. What happens? He comes to the Qabristan. Graveyard. He gets upset. "You're trying to make a fool out of me. What do you mean? This is your place?" He says, "I told you, Juto Ki Ghar, the home of the liars. You see that person in that grave there? He said, I own this and I own this and I own this. Nothing he owns." And that one in that grave, he said the same thing also. And the other one, he said, "I've got this plan." What plan? What is the reality of this life? Nothing but a deception. What good is that youth that is followed by old age? What good is that health that is followed by sickness? This relentless chase, rat race, cycle behind this dunya. That which Quran refers to, أَفَخَصَّبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا. Allah says, do you think we created you for these vain amusements? Buy, get a good education. Why? So that you get a good job. Why must get a good job? So that you earn well. Why must earn well? So that you can give your children a good education. Why must they get a good education? So that they can get a good job. Why must they get a good job? So that they can earn well. Why must they earn well? So that they can give their children a good education. Is this the reality of life? Allah is asking you, do you think we created this heaven and earth for this? وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجَعُونَ. And you won't return back to Allah? And you want to account for this life? That youngster, today what he does, he stands in front of the mirror. He's got his Ray-Bans on. Hours and hours gymming, so he's got that muscular appearance. He's preening, looking from this direction, looking from that direction. Admiring himself. Got the necklace around his neck also. Expressions of femininity. Why, what are you doing? I'm keeping up with the times. Stands on this side, little does he realize, that young girl, the bloom of her cheeks was compared to the bloom of roses. The twinkling of her eyes to the twinkling of stars. She thinks she is the Miss Universe of this age, era. She stands in front of the mirror, preening herself, looking from this direction, looking from that direction. Why don't we realize it is just a few moons? That which Quran says, وَمَنْ نُعَمِّرْهُ نُنَكِّسْهُ فِي الْخَلْقِ أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. Those whom we take to old age, we bring a reverse. We bring a reverse in your creation. أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. Why don't you understand? یہ دنیا گزرگاہ ہے. رہنے کی جگہ نہیں ہے. ہم سب مسافر ہو. This world is a passing phase. What Botox treatment and what plastic surgery and what cream and cosmetics are you going to use to delay the onset of the ravages of time? Is not this inexorable movement, the tick, 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 tick of the clock, a reminder, a wake-up call? Instead of being a wake-up call, what are we doing? Like the poet puts it nicely, inna lanafrahu bil ayyami naqta'uha wa kullu yawmin mada yudni min al ajali fa'mal li nafsika qabla al maut mujtahidan fa innamar ribhu wal khusran fi al amali mujaddid sururan bil hilali idha bada wa ma hiya illa al sayf lil hatf yantadhi. He says, inna lanafrahu bil ayyami naqta'uha. He says, oh foolish insan, you are celebrating the passage of time. And what is the reality? وَكُلَّ يَوْمٍ مَضَى يُدْنِي مِنَ الْأَجَلِ. Every passing day, every passing month, every passing year, what is it doing? Taking you closer, taking you closer, taking you closer to what? يُدْنِي مِنَ الْأَجَلِ, to that 4 foot by 2 foot hole in the ground. We have forgotten it, but that hole has not forgotten us. Every day, Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that grave is calling out, Ana baytul dud, Ana baytul dhulma, Ana baytul wahda, Ana baytul rasha. I am the home of insects, I am the home of loneliness, I am the home of fear, I am the home of darkness. Prepare yourself, prepare yourself. Every day that qabr is calling out. Time is passing like a block of ice relentlessly melting in the sun. The seconds, minutes, hours, days, weeks, months of our life inexorably are slipping away. And instead of waking up to the reality, what are we doing? We are celebrating. 3 years ago, I went to one relative's house. He said, I attended a birthday party. Whose birthday party? He says the person was 60 years old. 60 years of age and still celebrating. One wonders, how are you going to fit 60 candles on the cake? And then a 60-year-old man, his respiratory system, when he tries to blow the 60 candles out, whether he'll get blown out first or the candles will get blown out, that also is doubtful. But what are we doing? We are celebrating. إِنَّا لَنَفْرَحُ بِالْأَيَّامِ نَقْطَعُ. Celebrating, what? A deception. A deception. Mata'ul ghurur, that which Quran tells us is a deception, a passing phase. Chasing behind the temporary pleasures, the temporary satisfactions of this world. Mawlana Yunus Poonawalla Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, one of our elders from India, once he came to South Africa, I gave an example. He says our Jamaat was in one European country. We got a dawat from a very affluent person. He says limousines were sent to the masjid to fetch us. Our Jamaat went, he says we entered this palatial home, huge courtyard with ornaments, etc. Then the home, the house itself was like a palace. Dastar Khan was laid out, 14 different types of food. He says after we ate, as we were leaning back, one chitti came from the owner of the house. On it was written, Pareshani bohat hai dua kar le. Pareshani bohat hai dua kar le. So bar chaman mehka, so bar bahar aai. Dunya ki wahi ronak, dil ki wahi tanhai. Now they have bathrooms and aeroplanes. Bathrooms and aeroplanes. So-called advancement to create ease and comfort. And what is happening? The level of Pareshani is increasing all the time. Why? Because this insan is trying to address the needs and requirements of his life, having removed Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam from the equation. And as long as Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa will be taken out of this equation, wallah, my respected brothers, no matter what we do, no matter what we do, we will never advance. Our reality will be like that person who's taking an axe and striking it on his own foot. Why? Because who are we making war with? Who are we making war with? We are making war with Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What they say, I got the down payment. I got the down payment. I got enough for the deposit. And the rental return will cover the monthly installments. So it's a win-win situation. The document is prepared. Sign on the dotted line. You can only win, you can't lose. That is what they are telling us. But what is Quran telling us? What is Quran telling us? That when you will sign on the document of riba, when you put your signature there on the dotted line, what are you doing? You are not signing a document. فَإِن لَمْ تَفْعَلُوا فَأَذَنُوا بِحَرْبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. In reality, what are you doing? You are declaring war with Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How do you hope to win such a war? Can you win a war against Allah? One person, one businessman, we met the other day, what he says, Mauli Sahab, be practical. If I don't get involved in riba, how am I going to be competitive in the marketplace? Ask ourselves, my respected brothers, how is it ever going to be possible for such an individual to bring his life in conformance with Sharia? Or to even sacrifice for deen, who is prepared to challenge Allah. Challenge Allah and say that you say that riba is haram and I say without it I can't get my rosy and my risk. Sufyan Thawri rahimahullah, what he said? He said if the sky had to become copper and lead and the ground had to turn into steel so that not one blade of grass grew or one droplet of rainwater fell from the heavens, and for one second I doubted where will my risk and sustenance that Allah has written for me come to me, he said I am a kafir. That which Quran says, وَفِي السَّمَاءِ رِزْقُكُمْ وَمَا تُوَعَدُونَ وَفِي السَّمَاءِ رِزْقُكُمْ وَمَا تُوَعَدُونَ. Your risk and your sustenance is not coming from any job or industry. It's not coming from any worldly earning. It is coming from the heavens and the command of Allah. فَوَرَبِّ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ إِنَّهُ الْحَقِّ. By the qasam of the Rabb of the heavens and the earth, this is haqq. Whether you accept it or you don't accept it, which industry of this world is contributing to the existence of this insan, this human being? This human being breathes in and out 20,000 times every day. Sometimes take the trouble of counting also. 20,000 times you are breathing in. Stop, we don't even realize it. 20,000 times breathing in and out every day. What are we breathing in? We are taking in oxygen. Average human being consumes, takes out of the atmosphere 8,000 liters of oxygen every day. What is his contribution? What is he giving back? He's taking oxygen which is pure. What is he giving back? He's giving back carbon dioxide which is a poison. Yet the level of oxygen in the atmosphere is 21%. Hundreds and thousands of years have passed. 21% constant. It is said, if this level had to rise up 2% to 23%, the number of accidental fires would increase 700 times. If it had to rise up another 2% to 25%, besides the North Pole and the South Pole, everything in between would be burnt to ashes. It's locked at 21%. Where's the funnel? Where's the regulator? Where's the pipe? Human population is increasing 6 billion plus minus insan on the surface of the earth. All breathing in 8,000 liters they are taking out. What is the system Allah has put into place? That leaf on the tree, what is its color? It's green. The sand is not green. The water is not green. The seed is not green. How did that leaf get green? It needs to be green. Because Allah has created it for a certain purpose and task. The process of photosynthesis takes place. Allah has placed between us and the sun veils of protection for this insan, so that only a certain wavelength and frequency of light of the sun penetrates the ozone layer and reaches the earth. That wavelength and frequency is exactly the requirement that this green leaf needs. And each tiny leaf is in the service of this insan, carrying out, in it, inside it occurs a chemical reaction more complex than can occur in any chemical laboratory of this world. What is that leaf doing? It is using the sunlight to change the carbon dioxide, the poison that you are breathing out, to change it back into oxygen for the sake of this insan. هُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا. What does Quran tell us? It is your Allah that has created for you everything in the world. The sun is serving you. The leaves of every tree are serving you. This earth is not still, it is spinning. Spinning at what speed? 1,000 kilometers an hour. Moving outward 65,000 miles an hour, 108,000 kilometers an hour. Imagine a ball. One is spinning on its axis, 1,000 kilometers an hour. Moving outwards, 108,000 kilometers an hour. How are you still? Why are you not being flung off it? أَمَّنْ جَعَلَ الْأَرْضَ قَرَارًا هُوَ الَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُمُ الْأَرْضَ ذَلُولًا أَلَمْ نَجْعَلِ الْأَرْضَ كِفَاتًا وَفِي الْأَرْضِ آيَاتٌ لِلْمُوقِنِينَ وَالْأَرْضَ فَرَشْنَاهَا فَنِعْمَ الْمَاهِدُونَ. How many places in the Quran Allah invites you? Ponder upon this earth. Reflect upon this earth. Think. Did Allah stretch this earth out? Did Allah make it qarar for you? Did Allah stabilize it for you so that you make zina upon it? So that you break the command of Allah upon it? So that you lie upon it? So that you cheat upon it? So that you usurp the rights of others upon it? So that you challenge the authority of Allah upon it? Allah made it like this for your service. We look at a lizard on the roof, we think the lizard is upside down. You are upside down. The earth is round. You're upside down. You're hanging suspended in earth, yet you don't feel it. How many systems Allah has put into place? One is spinning on its axis, second is moving outwards. There is a third motion. There is a third motion. This earth tilts 23 degrees 5 minutes to the left, 23 degrees 5 minutes to the left, to the right. This third motion, this tilting of the earth on its axis, brings about the four seasons, brings about the waves of the oceans, enables the fruit and the vegetation to ripen. And one other purpose it serves, it brings the wind into existence. If Allah didn't bring that wind into existence, what would have happened? Every time you breathe out, the carbon dioxide, the poison would get stuck in front of you. You breathe out once, second time, third time, fourth time, till eventually your own breath would poison you. And you would suffocate and die. Allah put this third motion of the earth, this tilting, so that the wind was created to carry the poison away from you. And inside you, what is the system Allah has put into place? You are breathing in oxygen, where is it going to the lungs? 150 million air sacs Allah has kept in the lung of each human being. If it had to be stretched out, it will fill an entire football field. 10 billion tubes. 50 billion tubes are carrying 10,000 liters of blood every day to the lung. Where did this intelligence come from? That in order to purify your blood, you need to bathe it in oxygen. Did your mother teach you this? Did your father teach you this? Did Darwin teach you this? Did the science teacher teach you this? Such a system put into place. There's even more complexity. We are not even going into the details. But what is this? This is what Allah is telling us. Ponder, reflect. So that every time you breathe in and out, every ah, every sigh, every breath is inviting you, recognize La ilaha illallah. Recognize La ilaha, this ah, this sigh, this breath is a reminder of La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah. هَلْ أَتَى عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ حَيْنٌ مِّنَ الدَّهَرِ لَمْ يَكُنْ شَيْئًا مَذْكُورًا. Allah says, O insan, O my banda, did they not pass upon you a period of time? لَمْ يَكُنْ شَيْئًا مَذْكُورًا. No one even spoke about you, you didn't exist. إِنَّا خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانِ. We created you. We created you. Every aspect of our creation. Dawud alayhi salam, coming back to what we mentioned earlier. كَيْفَ أَشْكُرُكَ وَشُكْرِي لَكَ نِعْمَا. Oh Allah, how can I make your shukr? When even this much, when the desire to make your shukr is entered my heart, this is your ni'mat and bounty. What does Allah say to him? الآن شَكَرْتَنِي. Dawud, now you have made my shukr. Why? What have you realized? أَنْتُمُ الْفُقَرَاءُ إِلَى اللَّهِ. أَنْتُمُ الْفُقَرَاءُ إِلَى اللَّهِ. Every one of you is a beggar before Allah. Every one of you is faqir. Every aspect of our existence, we have to make sujood before Allah. We have to recognize, we have to develop the marifat of Allah, the qibla, the rukh, expression of this heart is to become Allah. That verse of the Quran we find written on the walls of our masjid, قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Tell them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, verily my salah, my sacrifices, my living, my dying, everything, لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ, belongs to Allah. We belong to Allah. We have to hand ourselves over to Allah. Such an Allah. We cannot even imagine the mercy of Allah, the shafqat of Allah, the kindness of Allah. Allah commanded us, lower your gaze, we raise the gaze. Allah commanded us, go towards the masjid, where are we walking? We are walking towards the dens of haram and vice. Allah commanded us, clothe humanity in the cloak of haya and shame. Our own daughters have become naked. Allah commanded us, bring the Quran alive, music in every direction. The other makhluk of Allah cannot bear to see this. Ibn Kathir rahimahullah's riwayat. Ma min yawmin illa wal bahru tasta'zin rabbahu fi an yughriq ibn Adam. Not a single day passes that the sea seeks permission from Allah. May Allah give us permission, we will drown this insan. This earth seeks permission of Allah. How long is this insan going to step his foot with pride upon this earth? How much more zina is going to take place on this earth? Has Allah created the earth for that? How much more lies and treachery and riba is going to take place on this earth? Has Allah created the earth for that? The earth itself, its kalaja, its liver is boiling. He says, Ya Allah, give me permission, let me suck this insan into my depths. The malaika seek permission from Allah. Ya Allah, give us permission, we will rain down boulders upon this insan. We will obliterate and destroy them from this earth. But Allah who is Kareem, Allah who is Rahim, Allah who is Hannan, Allah who is Mannan, Allah who is Dayyar, what does Allah say? In kana abidukum, fasha'nukum bihi. If it is your slaves, then you may do whatever you want to do. وَإِنْ كَانَ عَبْدِي فَمِنِّي وَإِلَيْ عَبْدِي. But if it is my slaves, then it is between me and them. إِنْ أَتَانِي لَيْلًا قَبِلْتُهُ وَإِنْ أَتَانِي نَهَارًا قَبِلْتُهُ. If they will come to me in the daytime, I will accept them. If they will come to me in the nighttime, I will accept them. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَبْسُطُ يَدَهُ بِاللَّيْلِ لِيَتُوبَ مُسِيءُ النَّهَارِ وَيَبْسُطُ يَدَهُ بِالنَّهَارِ لِيَتُوبَ مُسِيءُ اللَّيْلِ. Allah stretches out the hand of mercy in the night so that the sinner of the day may repent before Allah. And Allah stretches out the hand of mercy in the day so that the sinner of the night may repent before Allah. Until the sun does not rise from the west, the doors of maghfirat, the doors of Allah's forgiveness are open. Man aadama minni juda wa karama al-khalaiqu li aasoon wa ana aklawhum fi maraji'ihim ka'annahum lam ya'asooni. Allah says, the entire creation disobeys me, but every night I give them sleep in their warm beds as if they have not disobeyed me. Man aazamu minni juda wa karama. Who is more generous? Who is more kind than you, Allah? كم أتحبب إليك بالنعم وأنت فقير إلي وكم تتبغض إلي بالمعاصي. كم أتحبب إليك بالنعم وأنا غني عنك وكم تتبغض إلي بالمعاصي وأنت فقير إلي. حديث قدسي. Allah says, in how many countless different ways have I not shown my muhabbat and my love for you, and I don't need you. And in how many countless different ways have you not shown your bugs and your adawat and your dushmani for me? Wa anta faqirun ilayya, yet you are in need of me. The greatest sinner, wallah, my respected brothers, the greatest sinner in the dead of night says, Ya Allah. Once. Ya Allah. Immediately, Allah responds, Labbaik, Labbaik, Labbaik. Oh my slave, I am listening. What is it that you want? What is it that you want? What is it that you want? Imam Zaini al-Abidin rahmatullah alayhi, what his dua at night is to be, Allahumma gharat al-nujum wa hadat al-uyun. Ya Allah, the stars have hidden away. The eyes are closed, it is pitch dark. Namat al-muluk, the kings are gone to sleep. Qamat al-akhlas, their bodyguards are standing in front of the palaces. The doors are locked. The whole world has gone to sleep. Each one in his own mashgula. But, وَبَابُكَ مَفْتُوحٌ لِلسَّائِلِينَ. But oh my Allah, your doors are open. Your doors are open. Allah is waiting. Allah is waiting. When is the slave of Allah going to come back to Allah? That which Quran calls out, فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ. Quran is calling out, run back to your Allah, run back to your Allah, run back to your Allah. وَبَلَغَتْ ذُنُوبُكَ عَنَانَ السَّمَاءِ ثُمَّ اسْتَغْفَرْتَنِي غَفَرْتُ لَكَ وَلَا أُبَالِي. Hadith Qudsi, Allah says, if you sin and sin and sin and sin and sin till one person sins, fills the entire universe. ثُمَّ اسْتَغْفَرْتَنِي. Then once you turn and say, oh Allah, forgive me. غَفَرْتُ لَكَ وَلَا أُبَالِي. Allah says, I will wipe away all your sins and it will not matter to me how much you have sinned. Such an Allah! Such an Allah! Allah is waiting! When is the slave of Allah going to come back to Allah? Such a Jannah that Allah has prepared. أعددت لعباد الصالحين ما لا عين رأت ولا أذن سمعت ولا خطر على قلب بشر. Hadith Qudsi, Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says that Allah says, Allah says, Allah says, I have prepared such a Jannat. There are things in Jannat no eye has ever seen, no ear has ever heard, no heart or mind has ever imagined. Such a Jannat. Our goal is akhirat. Our goal is Jannat. Not this temporary dunya. Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, Janab Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, one of the fundamental primary efforts that they made was to instill this yaqeen and conviction of akhirat in the hearts of humanity. This ihsas, this perception of jaza and saza, of accountability. That each one of us has to stand before Allah. Each one of us has to stand before Allah. The day is coming. فَاسْبِرْ صَبْرًا جَمِيلًا إِنَّهُمْ يَرَوْنَهُ بَعِيدًا وَنَرَاهُ قَرِيبًا. What does Quran say? You think it is very far away. وَنَرَاهُ قَرِيبًا. We are telling you it is very, very near. لَا تَأْتِيكُمْ إِلَّا بَغْتَ قُلْ إِي وَرَبِّي إِنَّهُ لَحَقٌّ. Look at the vehemence of Quran. It is very near, it is coming, it is coming. By the qasam of your Rabb, it is haq. This life is temporary. Each one will be resurrected. Each one will have to stand before Allah. We are worried about getting good pass in school. We are worried about the degrees of this world. We are worried about future financial prosperity of our offspring. We have set goals and aspirations of this world that are making us pareshan and worried. Wallah, my respected brothers, not one frown line has entered the forehead. What about the worry of the day when we have to stand in front of Allah? How are we going to face Allah? What answer are we going to give in front of Allah? What about the worry of that day? لا أقسم بيوم القيامة ولا أقسم بالنفس اللوامة أيحسب الإنسان ألا نجمع عظامة بلا قادرين على أن نسوي بنانا بل يريد الإنسان ليفجر أمامه يسأل أيام يوم القيامة فإذا برق البصر وخسف القمر وجمع الشمس والقمر يقول الإنسان يومئذ أين المفر. ينبأ الإنسان يومئذ بما قدم وأخر بل الإنسان على نفسه بصيرة ولو ألقى معاذيرا. Cannot possibly lament sufficiently the lack of the munasabat of the ummah with Quran. We've got time for novels. We've got time for frivolous worldly pursuits. But for Quran today, the ummah has not got time. That which our elders are saying, Quran ek na ashna peygham ban chuki. The Quran has become an irrelevant message, something of barkat. Leave the ummah that is away from the masjid, the ummah that is in the masjid. Where is the shock and sharaf to understand Quran? Years have passed. The thought, the inclination has not entered the heart. But let me understand what is my Allah saying to me. Allah takes qasam on qiyamah. La uqsimu bi yawm al-qiyamah. Wa la uqsimu bi nafs al-lawwamah. Then what do you think? That you are going to die, go in the grave, perish, and that's the end? Qadirin, Qadirin. What does this expression Qadirin mean? Tum apne Rab ko kya samajhte ho? What do you think of your Allah? Qadirin. Allah has qudrat. Ala an nusawiya banana. Allah won't just resurrect you. What does Quran say? An nusawiya banana. Your fingerprint also will be the same. Just one century ago, about 1.5 centuries ago, scientifically they discovered that each person's fingerprint is unique. In fact, they say on the fingertip of each person there are 100 ridges. To find two people with two ridges the same, you have to examine 4 people. To find two people with 3 ridges the same, you have to examine 16 people. To find two people where all 100 ridges are the same, you have to examine every human being that will live on the surface of the earth for the next 4 billion years. Allah has given each human being a unique fingerprint. 14 centuries ago, in the Quran that was revealed upon Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in a desert, this knowledge insan would find 13 centuries later. Yet 14 centuries ago, Quran said, Allah said, we will resurrect you, your fingerprint will be the same also. Each thing will be brought in front of you on that day. Ain al-Mafar, where are you going to hide? Where are you going to run? How are you going to hide from Allah, who knows everything? We are worried about worldly circumstances. We are worried about worldly aspirations. What about the worry of that day? When you have to stand in front of Allah. What about the concern for our children of that day? What about the concern for our wives and our parents of that day? Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, such an effort was made. Alladhi Allah ta'ala used to say, lo kushif al-ghita, masdadtu imana, if the veil between us and akhirah were to be removed, jannat and jahannam came in front of our eyes, it would not increase our iman. Such an environment of iman existed in Madinah Munawwara in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Akhirat, Jannat, Jahannam, this muzakara used to reverberate in Madinah Munawwara. One youngster, he doesn't realize Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is looking at him. What does he do? He takes his kurta off, burning hot day. Takes his kurta off. He lies on the burning sand of the desert, and what does he do? He remonstrates with himself. Dhuqi ya nafs. Dhuqi ya nafs. Naru jahannama ashaddu harra. He says, oh nafs, taste now. Feel the heat. Feel the heat. The fire of jahannam is hotter than this. Jifatum billayl. Batalatum bin nahar. At night you sleep like a dead corpse. In the day you waste your time chasing behind this dunya. Taste now. When he realizes Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was looking at him, he gets embarrassed. He says, Ya Rasulullah, I wasn't aware that you were looking at me. What does Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam say to him? لَقَدْ فُتِّحَتْ لَكَ أَبْوَابُ السَّمَاءِ وَلَقَدْ دَاهَ اللَّهُ بِكَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ. The doors of the heavens have been opened up for you, and Allah is boasting about you in front of His angels. And Allah says to the other sahaba that are nearby, تَزَوَّدُوا مِنْ أَخِيكُمْ. Ask your brother to make dua for you. Whatever dua he will make, Allah will accept it. Such yaqeen they had of akhirat. Jannat and Jahannam was a reality. Such a jannat. يَتُوفُ عَلَيْهِمْ وِلْدَانٌ مُقَلَّدُونَ بِأَكْوَابُ وَأَبَارِيقُ وَكَأْسٍ مِّن مَّعِينٍ. Allah says your servants will be... Look at the expression of Quran. يَتُوفُ. Allah says, England, obviously, to use the word servants, may not understand also. Yeah, we notice you have to do everything. South Africa servants, labor is cheap. But even whatever labor you have, what happens, you gotta force the person. Bye, do this, do that. And when you're not looking, it's relaxing. Allah says your servants in Jannah won't be like that. Yatuf. Quran uses the word yatuf. They will be making tawaf all the time. Moving all the time. Sometimes they'll be bringing you kebab, sometimes fish. sometimes fruit, sometimes this, sometimes that, wine, the different drinks of Jannat, yatuf all the time. إِذَا رَأَيْتَهُمْ حَسِبْتَهُمْ لُؤْلُؤًا مَنْثُورًا. When you look at them, they will look like scattered pearls. The servants will look like pearls. Such a Jannat Allah has made. And obviously, not only the food, the women of Jannat. وَحُورٌ عَيْنٌ وَحُورٌ عَيْنٌ كَأَمْثَالِ اللُّؤْلُؤِ الْمَكْنُونِ كواعب أترابا عربا أترابا كأنهن بيض مكنون كأنهن الياقوت والمرجان. There's no time to translate these expressions also. Unfortunately, Masturab also are listening. Such women, such, are they made of sand? Are they made of earth? Are they made of water? Are they made of the elements of this earth? No! Women of indescribable beauty, what are they made of? Min asabi'i rijlaiha ila rukbatayha min az-za'faran. From the toe to the knee will be made out of za'faran. Min rukbatayha ila thadiyaiha min al-misk al-khalis. From the knee up to the chest is made out of pure musk. Min thadiyaiha ila unuqiha min al-ambar al-ashhar. From the chest up to the neck is made up of amber. Min unuqiha ila rasiha min al-kafur al-abyad. From the neck to the top of the head is made out of pure camphor. Khuliqat min sulalat al-misk wal-ambar wal-za'farani wal-kafur. She is created from the quintessence, from the mixture of musk, amber, za'faran and camphor. From the top of her head, her hair will roll down her back right up to her feet. This hair will be interspersed with emeralds and sapphires. One strand of that hair, Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if it had to be brought into this world, the entire universe would become fragrant. Sittuna zira'an fi samai qamatuha. Her height, 130 feet tall. 130 feet tall. The train of her dress will be 3 miles long. She will be wearing 100 garments. One wonders, 100 garments. But not like the garments of dunya. 100 garments, yet her body will be visible through the 100 garments. And the weight of the 100 garments, Rasulullah said, you will be able to carry it on your fingertip. Such will be the texture of the garments of Jannat. Such beauty, is a beauty from cosmetics? Does she go to some beauty parlor? Noor wajha min noor illahi ta'ala. The noor of her face is from the noor of Allah. The noor of her face is from the noor of Allah. يَذَلُّ يَنْظُرُ إِلَيْهَا سَبْعِينَ عَامًا لَا يَتَحَوَّلُ بَصَرُهُ عَنْهَا يَتَلَذَّذْ مِنْ رُؤْيَتِهَا. Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah beautifully describes it. How long will you gaze at her? Such is her beauty, such is her beauty, that you will stare transfixed at her. That gaze will last for 70 years. Your wife of this dunya, how long are you going to stare at her? 4 or 5 minutes? And what happens, she gets upset? What are you staring at? What are you looking at? Argument starts. These are women, what will be their music? Nowadays you see the youngster's body is jiving. He's got the earphones on, this ear, that ear. He doesn't even know what's going on. Going on around him, jiving this way, jiving that way. Look, what is the loss? What is the loss? مَا مِنْ عَبَدٍ يَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةِ إِلَّا وَيَجْلِسُ إِنَّ رَاسِهِ وَإِنَّ رِجْلَيْهِ ثِمْتَانِ مِنَ الْحُورِ الْعِينِ تُغَنِّيَانِهِ بِأَحْسَنِ صَوْتِ مَا سَمِعَ الْإِنسُ وَالْجِنِّ مِثْلَهَا أوحى الله تعالى إلى شجرة الجنة أن اسمعي عبادي الذين شغلوا أنفسهم عن المعازف والقينات فتسمعهم بصوت ما سمع الإنس والجن مثلها. Two hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Mafhum of the hadith, my Nabi said, stay away from the haram music of this world. Stay away from the haram music of this world. What will Allah give you? In Jannat, Allah will command the trees. Allah will command the rivers. Allah will command the palaces of Jannat. This will become the background orchestra. At your head will be two hoors of Jannat. At your feet will be two hoors of Jannat. They will be the main performers. They will start singing for you. Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says they will sing in such a beautiful melodious voice, the like of which no insan or jinnat has ever heard. What will be their song? نَحْنُ الْخَالِدَاتِ فَلَا نَبُوتُ أَبَدًا نَحْنُ النَّائِمَاتِ فَلَا نَبْأَسْ أَبَدًا نَحْنُ الْمُقِيمَاتِ فَلَا نَرْحَلْ أَبَدًا نَحْنُ الْكَامِلَاتِ فَلَا نَتَغَيَّرْ أَبَدًا نَحْنُ الرَّاضِيَاتِ فَلَا نَسْخَطْ أَبَدًا We are complete. Our creation is complete, perfect. We will never deteriorate. We will be with you. We will never abandon you. We belong to you. Our gaze will go nowhere else but you. We are happy with you. We will never become sad. We will never become a source of anger to you. We will be your companion. We will be your partner. Tuba liman kana kunna lana wa kana lahu. Mubarak to that person whom we belong to and he belongs to us. That will be their pukar. That will be their music. Such voices, be the voice. لو بسقت بسقتا في سبعة أحفر لكانت أحلى من العسلي. If she had to spit, there is no spit. Spit, saliva is something that you look down upon. If she had to force herself, get a few grains of saliva, a few droplets of saliva, and that saliva had to be put into the oceans of the world, the waters of the oceans of the world would become sweeter than honey. If the Miss Universe of today, if the Miss Universe of today had to spit into a bottle of honey, you'll throw the honey away. Then the woman of Jannah, if she has to spit, the waters of the ocean will become sweeter than honey. كلما نظر إليها ازداد في عينه سبعين ضعفا حسنا وجمالا. Each time you will look at her and look away, when you look back, she will become 70 times more beautiful. Such a Jannah, such a Jannah. And the women of dunya, the wives of dunya, Allah, one riwayat it comes, nisa'u dunya, the women of dunya, Allah will give them 70,000 times more beauty than the women of Jannah. They will be the queens of the hours of Jannah. Such a Jannah! Such a Jannah! Why were the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam not attracted by the things of this dunya? Why were they not carried away in putting up big buildings? That dard, that pain, that concern, that worry for akhirat. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had instilled in the hearts of Sahaba Ikram. Such an environment of iman existed in Medina Munawwara. Where each one, men, women, children, the goal was akhirat, the focus was akhirat, the fikr was akhirat, the concern was akhirat. Man kana hammahu hammal akhira, man kana hammahu hamman wahidan hammal akhira, kafahu allahu hamma dunya. Before the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that ummati of mine, whose worry will be akhirat, Allah will become sufficient for him for the worries of this dunya. This dard, this pain, this concern, this cry of Janab Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Mi'raj, he saw Jannah, he saw Jahannam. It comes in the riwayat that when a kafir dies, 99 black serpents attach themselves to the body of this kafir and they continue biting him till Qiyamah. What hurt this must have caused Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sahaba say the worry for his ummat was such, ghazirun ka ghaziril mirjal, the sound of a boiling kettle would come from the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Dard and worry for this ummat. And on the mantle of this, every qurbani, every possible sacrifice was given. If you look in the seerah of my Nabi, my respected brothers, you will not find whole night tahajjud salah. Or you will not find whole year fasting. My Nabi sometimes would read 6 rakats, sometimes 8 rakats, sometimes 13 rakats, sometimes 15 rakats. Sometimes he would fast, sometimes he would not fast. In the Tabi'een, the generation after Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa you will find this whole night tahajjud salah, or whole year fasting. But Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa this was not there in his seerah. But what was there? These days of Hajj, the days of Hajj, that Majma will gather on Mina and Arafat. Turn the clock of the mind back 14 centuries. Visualize. One person says, I stood on the mountain of Abu Qubais and I looked down at Mina. I saw one solitary person going 10 to 10, person to person. What was his pukar? May yu'wini, may yansuruni, hatta uballigha risalata rabbi. Who is there that will shelter me? Who is there that will become my helper for? Hatta uballigha risalata rabbi, so that I can make tabligh of this deen. So that I can convey this message of my Allah. What was the reaction? He says, فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ تَفَلَ فِي وَجْهِ. Some people spat in his face. مِنْهُمْ مَنْ حَفَى عَلَيْهِ التُرَابِ. Some of them picked up sand and they flung at him. مِنْهُمْ مَنْ سَبَّ عَلَى وَجْهِ. Some of them scoffed him, they mocked him, they insulted him, they beat him, they threw stones at him. Yet relentlessly, person to person, person to person, person to person, حَتَّنْ تَسَفَ النَّهَارِ. Until the sun reached its zenith, he sat down exhausted. He says, a young beautiful girl, جَارِيَةٌ وَرِيَةٌ, came running towards him. As a little child, when she sees her father in distress, because she was a little baby, she couldn't do much, she picks up a little cloth, her handkerchief, she starts wiping the dust from the face of her father. Tears are pouring down her cheeks. He looks at her and he says, La takhshay ala abikil ghayla. Do not fear, Allah will not disgrace your father. This youngster is looking at this from the mountain of Abu Qubais. He says, I turn to my father and I ask my father, who is this person? My father said, this is Muhammad bin Abdullah. This is Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The worry, the dar for this ummah. Such a worry. Abu Jahl, Abu Jahl. He knew Abu Jahl is the Firaun of this ummah. He knew Abu Jahl will go to Jahannam. Yet he goes so many times, so many times, so many times to Abu Jahl. That one day Abu Jahl gets upset and he says, Muhammad, stop coming to me. I will give witness in the court of your Allah that you conveyed the message to me. Ask ourselves, my respected brothers, if this extent of dar for Abu Jahl was there, what must have been for the rest of humanity? Hakam bin Qaisan, the leader of the Yamama tribe, after a ferocious battle, he's taken captive, he's brought into Masjid al-Nabawi. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gives him dawat, and then dawat, and then dawat. Eventually Umar radiallahu ta'ala gets upset. He says, Ya Rasulullah, da'ni adrib unuqahu wa yadhab ila ummihil hawiya. Ya Rasulullah, give me permission, I'll take his head off, let him go to Hawiya. Hawiya is the name of Jahannam. Wa ma adraka mahiya, narun hamiya, blazing fire. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam does not listen to Umar. He gives him da'wat, and then more da'wat, and then more da'wat. Eventually Hakam bin Qaisan says, Ashadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashadu annaka Rasulullah. Then he turns to Umar, Law ata'atu fika al-an la dakhala an-nar. Law ata'atu fika al-an la dakhala an-nar. Umar, if I had listened to you, he would have went to Jahannam forever and ever. If I had listened to you, he would have went to Jahannam forever and ever. Where is this dard today in this ummah? The beloved uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Hamza. Not only uncle, they were foster brother. Abu Lahab's slave girl, Thuwayba, breastfed Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in infancy. She breastfed Hamza also. Abdul Muttalib had taken a new wife on the same day. He got Abdullah married to Amina. 1 year later, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is born. 1 year later, Hamza is born. They were uncle and nephew, but same age, foster brothers. They grew up together. Such was the bond of affection. Sahaba say, in the plains of Uhud, when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came in front of the remains of Hamza, they say they never heard him crying volubly. They never heard him crying where the sound of the crying could be heard, except on this occasion when he came in front of the remains of Hamza. Because Hamza had not just been made shaheed, but his body had been skeleted, the heart had been removed, the liver had been removed, the inside organs had been removed, the ears had been cut off, the nose had been cut off. Hassan bin Thabit radiallahu ta'ala anhu eulogizes this occasion when he says, Bakat aini wa hukka laha bukaha wa ma yudni al bukahu wa lal awilu ala asad al ilahi ghada taqalu ahamzat dhaakum al rajul al qatilu usib al muslimun bihi jami'a hunaka wa qad usib bihi al rasulu alayhi salamu rabbi fi jinanin yukhalituha na'imun la yazulu. He says, the tears are pouring, and why should it not be so? The lion of Allah, Hamza, lies on the ground. This has hurt the Nabi, it has hurt the believers. Hamza, may the salams of Allah be upon you, because now you will be in a jannat where you will know only ni'mat and happiness and no difficulty. Such heard it occurred to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In Fateh Makkah, the announcement was made that Wahshi, Qatil Hamza, is to be killed on sight. Wahshi knew there was a death warrant out for him. So he disguises himself and he comes into Madinah Munawwara. Comes into Masjid Nabawi till he comes right in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When he's in front of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he removes the disguise, removes the veil from in front of his face, and he says, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu annaka Rasulullah. He recites the shahadat. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not know what Wahshi looked like. Sahaba recognized him when they saw him. The swords were already out. Ya Rasulullah, Wahshi. Or Nabi of Allah, it is Wahshi. In other words, give us permission to behead him. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Da'uhu, da'uhu. Leave him alone. La Islamu rajulin wahidin ahabba ilayya min qatli alfi kafir. One person's hidayat, one person's Islam is more beloved to me than 1,000 enemies being killed. He calls him closer. Uqad said, Awahshiyun anta, are you Wahshi? He says, Naam, yes. 8 years have passed. 8 years have passed. And still the wound is festering. What does he say to him? Akhbirni kayfa qatalta ammi. Wahshi, tell me, how did you kill my uncle? Hamza was a lion. Wahshi was small. How did you kill my uncle? He says, Mutim bin Ali had announced after Badr, bring me the head of either Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, na'uzubillah, or Ali bin Abi Talib, or Hamza bin Abdul Muttalib, any one of the three, and you are a free man. He said, I had no personal enmity, but I wanted my freedom. Hamza, I was so afraid of him, even in sleep I would not go near Hamza. Yourself, I knew that there would be companions guarding you. My target was Ali. When I came on the battlefield and I saw Ali, Ali was fighting ferociously, but his gaze was roving left and right. He was conscious of his surroundings. I knew I could not be successful against Ali, because my target was to be unconscious, oblivious of his surroundings. You have bodyguards. Hamza also was fighting ferociously, but I observed that Hamza was not looking left and right. The rumor spread that Na'uzubillah Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has been made shaheed. There was utter pandemonium, panic among Sahaba. At that time the disbelievers said, tie them up and kill them. Tie them up and destroy them. Hamza was even more upset. As he went towards the battlefield, as he went towards the enemy, Wahshi says, the sword of Hamza lifted up, his chest became exposed. The taqdeer of Allah became ghalib. He says, I flung my dagger. It pierced through the chest of Hamza and came out the other side. He said, Hamza turned towards me in that moment. His eyes were bloodshot with anger and with rage. Wahshi said, I thought I would die on the spot just looking at Hamza. I turned around and I started running. And as I ran, I heard the call, Aba Amara, Aba Amara. Hamza has been made shaheed. Hamza has been made shaheed. When he recounted this incident to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sahaba say, like rain droplets, the tears were pouring down the cheeks of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to be reminded of the manner in which his uncle had been made shaheed. He said to Wahshi, that Wahshi, Allah has guided you to Islam, better your Islam, but I have one request. What is the request? Ghayyib anni wajhak. Ghayyib anni wajhak. Wahshi, avoid come sitting in front of me, because every time I look at you, I will be reminded of my uncle Hamza. The Ummah has to understand the veracity of this, my respected brothers. He could not bear to see his face, yet he made him radiyallahu anhu. He could not bear to see his face, yet he was fikr for his akhirah. Such was the level of compassion and concern for humanity. Whether enemy, whether friend, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left behind such a legacy of dard and pain and worry for humanity that no excuse remained. The defenseless daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Zainab radiallahu anha, leaving Makkah Mukarramah, pregnant alone, she posed no threat to anyone. As a camel climbs a little hillock, Habab bin Aswad attacks. He takes his dagger, pierces it into her stomach. She aborts the child. Blood is spurting from her body. She falls off the camel, rolls down the hill with blood pouring from her body. Finally, when she reaches Medina Munawwara, for 6 years, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam sees his daughter suffering and suffering and suffering as a result of the wound inflicted by Habab bin Aswad, till eventually she succumbs to that wound and she becomes shaheed. Yet, tariq bears witness, history bears witness, that in Fateh Makkah, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam holds the hand of the same Habab bin Aswad. Holds him by the hand, takes him to the multazam and makes dua to Allah that Ya Allah give him hidayat also. Ya Allah guide him also. What excuse remains for this ummah? He was head to toe rahmat and mercy upon humanity. Such was his dard, such was his pain. No stone was left unturned. No stone was left unturned. On the plains of Mina and Arafat, Surah Nasr had been revealed, إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ. The Al-Wida call had come, that the time for you to leave is near. Sahaba says he counted the same khutbah he gave on the 9th and the 10th. On the 11th there was an addition. After the surah was revealed, he stood in front of Sahaba on his camel called Qaswa. Abu Yazid Ruqashi radiallahu anhu, his uncle, holding the reins of the camel. When Sahabi is standing at the flank, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed his companions. He gave the same khutbah, but there was one addition. Asa Allah talqawni ba'da ami hada. O my Sahaba, after this year you will see me no more. What must have been the dard? What must have been the pain that entered their hearts? This was al-wida. He is bidding farewell. This is the jamaat that would address him. Nafdika bi abaina wa ummahatina. May our parents be sacrificed upon you. Now he is bidding al-wida, bidding farewell. The analogy is like a father or a mother on her deathbed holding the hand of her child and saying, this is the end, I am going now. Why did he do this? Because of the importance of the message that he is about to give. He delivers his khutbah. At the end of that khutbah, what is the dard? What is the pain in the heart? Hal ballagh. Hal ballagh. O my Sahaba, have I fulfilled the haqq of tabligh? No other tenet of deen, not salah, not zakat, not hajj, did he ask this question, have I fulfilled the haqq of it? Only tabligh. Hal ballagh. Such was the worry for humanity. Like a kaleidoscope in front of them was that 23 years of qurbani, 23 years of sacrifice, 23 years of hardship, where he tied stones to his stomach as a result of hunger, where he was pelted 3 miles in Taif, where his daughters were given talaq publicly, where intestines of camels would be put on his back while he was in Salah. That qurbani and sacrifice of 23 years was in front of them. What does this question, al-ballagh, mean? What is he asking? Did I fulfill the haqq? That, oh my Sahaba, for the hidayat of my ummat, I tied stones to my stomach. For the hidayat of my ummat, I was beaten and pelted. For the hidayat of my ummat, my daughters were given talaq. For the hidayat of my ummat, two months would pass, and the stone would not be lit to cook food in my house in Medina. For the hidayat of my ummat, my family members were slaughtered. Oh my Sahaba, was there some other qurbani that I could have given that I didn't give? That one more person can be saved from Jahannam. One more ummati of mine could have gotten hidayat. They responded with one voice, بَلَّغْتَ الرِّسَالَ وَأَدَيْتَ الْأَمَانَ وَنَسَحْتَ الْأُمَّةِ وَكَشَفْتَ الْغُمَّةِ وَجَاهَدْتَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ الْحَقَّ جِهَادِ. Ya Rasulullah, you have fulfilled the haqq. You have fulfilled the haqq. There was nothing more that you could have done. He raises his finger to the heaven. Allahumma shahad. Allahumma shahad. Allahumma shahad. Allah, you be a witness. Allah, you be a witness. Allah, you be a witness. And then what does he do? He makes intiqal of this dard. He transfers this dard, this concern, this worry of da'wah and tabligh. Understand, my respected brothers, like salah is an order of Allah, and like zakat is an order of Allah, and like hajj is an order of Allah, da'wah and tabligh by the qasam of my Allah is an order of Allah. It is the barakah of the khatm al-nubuwwah of Janab Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ibn Kasir rahmatullah alayhi's riwayat, there is this addition. Before he uttered these words, he said, La nabiyya ba'di wa la ummata ba'da ummati falyuballigh ash-shahid minkum al-ghaib. There is no other nabi to come. There is no other nabi to come after me. There is no other ummah to come after me. Oh my ummah, this responsibility of tabligh, I am handing it over to my ummah. This dard, this pain, this concern, one human being to be saved from Jahannam, go to Jannah. One human being to be connected to Allah. One human being's akhirat, this legacy of rahmat and mercy, my respected brothers, nubuwwat ended upon Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam by the qasam of my Allah. The worry and concern of nubuwwat did not end with him. He created, prepared an ummah. He prepared an ummah that through the barakah of his khatm al-nubuwwah, every ummati, male and female, was made zimmedar and responsible so that his day becomes the day of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. His night, the night of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his fikr and concern, that of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. My respected brothers, Allah fill the qabr of Azam Allah Ilyas Sahab rahmatullahi alayhi wa nur. Allah use that banda of his to remind this ummah of the sabab which we forgot. Not only forgot that we forgot. The tabligh is not 40 days. Tabligh is not 4 months. Tabligh is not 8 hours. Tabligh is this dard and this pain and this cry in the heart. Ya Allah, tere deen mit raha hai aur main na mita. Ya Allah, chun kyon ki tarah insaniyat jahannam ki taraf ja rahi hai. Ya Allah, like all this humanity is going towards Jahannam. Not one frown line has entered our foreheads. Not one tear is pouring down the cheek. This ummah is still sitting, not ready to move. Humanity around them are going towards Jahannam. Make tawbah, my respected brothers, make tawbah. Aaj tak humne huzur ka kaam apna kaam nahi banaya. We did not make the worry of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam our worry and concern. Make tawbah, aur tawbah ke pukhdegi ke liye, stand up and give our names, my respected brothers, to learn and understand our responsibility. Those who haven't been, to learn this responsibility for 4 months in the path of Allah. And those who have been 4 months every year in the path of Allah, stand up and give our names, my respected. Stand up.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma laka alhamdu kama anta ahlu. Fasalli wa sallim ala Sayyidina Muhammadin kama anta ahlu. وفعل بنا ما أنت أهله فإنك أهل التقوى وأهل المغفرة. اللهم عنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم ربنا أتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم إنا ندعوك الله وندعوك الرحمن وندعوك البر الرحيم وندعوك بأسمائك الحسنى كلها ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم أن تغفر لنا وترحمنا. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم إن مغفرتك أوسع من ذنوبنا ورحمتك أرجى عندنا من أعمالنا. يا غفار الذنوب يا ستار العيوب اغفر لنا ولجميع أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم ارحم أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم تجاوز عن سيئات أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم أصلح أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم اهد أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم افتح أبواب الهداية. اللهم أخرج الناس من الظلمات إلى النور وجنبهم الفواحش ما ظهر منها وما بطن يا رب العالمين. اللهم إنك تسمع كلامنا وترى مكاننا وتعلم سرنا وعلانيتنا ولا يخفى عليك شيء من أمرنا. نحن البائسين الفقراء المستغيثين المستجيرين الوجلين المشفقين المقرين المعترفين بذنوبنا. نسألك مسألة المساكين ونبتهل إليك ابتهال المذنب الذليل وندعوك دعاء الخائف الضرير دعاء من خضعت لك رقبته وذل لك جسمه ورغب لك أنفه وفاضت لك عمرته. اللهم لا تجعلنا بدعائك شقيا وكلنا رؤوفا رحيما يا خير المسؤولين ويا خير المعطين. اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة. اللهم إنا نسألك الفردوس الأعلى وما قرب إليها من الأقوال والأعمال ونعوذ بك من سخطك. ونعوذ بك من عقابك. ونعوذ بك من عذاب جهنم وما قرب إليها من الأقوال والأعمال. ربنا اصرف عنا عذاب جهنم إن عذابها كان غراما إنها ساءت مستقرا ومقاما.
اللهم اجعل اجتماعنا هذا اجتماع مرحوما, واجعل تفرقنا من بعده تفرقا معصوما, ولا تجعل فينا ولا منا ولا معنا شقي ولا محروما, برحمتك ومنك وفضلك وكرمك يا اكرم الاكرمين. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ومتعنا محمد وعلى اله وصحبه اجمعين. الحمد لله.